Russia trying to say something.
Pardon? Hello?
Neil, can you hear Teresa?
Okay. Number 12.
Hello? Hello?
Advice and financial transparency.
Hello?
Yes, Andrea?
No, it was Teresa. She's trying to reach you.
Okay. Teresa, your voice is very low. I'm sorry. What are you saying?
Okay. On number 10...
Maybe it's just me. I cannot hear you.
Okay. On number 10, you just wanted apostrophe S under Pacifica, correct?
Yes.
So it's Pacifica's possessive asset.
Right.
Number 11, and we approve that. Number 11,
yes.
Did we approve 11 yet? 11 yet?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, that's fine.
That was one of the other ones that we approved the other night.
Right. Okay, we're at 12.
Did we approve 12 yet?
I was just getting ready to read it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Provide financial leadership, advice, and financial transparency, and establish financial goals for the network working with the executive director and national board of directors. That didn't change. So, any objection to that? Okay. What I'd like to add is the number 13, which would say, at least 5 years of experience as CFO in a nonprofit setting with a budget of $5 to $7 million, or I don't know if the folks think that is too high, if the range is too high. I know there was a motion to strike, so I'd like to make a motion to strike that from the minimum requirement and make that a number 13. So we've debated that. So is everybody okay with the language? What are you going to vote against
it
or not?
I'm voting no against that. I already said that.
Okay. What I was going to finish saying, is the language okay whether or not you're going to vote against it? Okay. So, Teresa?
Yes?
Could you kindly call the roll?
Okay, and this is to just exclude certified public accountants under minimum requirements, correct?
Well, when we get to the minimum requirements, we're going to vote to strike. But right now, number 13, I'd like to add a number 13. And I'm moving that at least 5 years of experience as CFO in a nonprofit setting with a budget from $5 to $7 million. That's what I'm moving to be the number 13.
Okay. So that's the right now, whatever is right now under minimum requirements number, the second one that says at least 5 years of experience as CFO in a nonprofit setting with a budget of over how many million?
Number 13 is going to say with a budget of $5 to $7 million.
Okay.
Well,
maybe
so
you should
before
not.
We vote, we need to discuss.
Do you have the language,
I would like to
read
it? I'm on someone else's computer, so I don't have it. But
so,
I have what I had the other night. I don't have the latest version, but I have what we had the other night, and I'm opposed to saying between 5 to 7 million because I think we should just say 5 plus million. I don't think we should put a cap on it because if a person has had a budget of 7.5, is he included or she?
So I'll take that as a friendly suggestion, 5 plus million. Okay. All righty. So your amendment for your minutes is that you're amending it to say 5 plus million. Well, you don't even need that. I can accede to that, but that's not a problem. So that's the
amendment
of 5 plus million. Okay. Who would like to be on the stack for discussion? And let's see. It is now 7:44. So can we give this one about how many minutes? 3 minutes?
No, I'm going to amend. I'm going to substitute your amendment. I'm going to have a second amendment.
Okay. Who would like to be on the stack?
This is Lydia.
Go ahead.
So my amendment will be, experience in or with nonprofit preferred. Period. That's my amendment. We can vote that one up or down, then we go on to yours.
Okay. Would anybody else like to speak to either? I'll entertain both at the same time.
Okay. Lydia, can you please, Lydia, please send that to me.
Okay.
Thank you.
And so I'm going to motor it first. Anyway, so the reason is because as a, there are too few nonprofits that would have an in-house CPA, and there are too few, whereas there are other CPAs that, for example, the ones that I interact with who take care of, you know, endless nonprofits or smaller nonprofits. But since the advent of the lengthier 990, a lot of nonprofit organizations do use CPAs, but they're not their CFOs, because most nonprofits are of small to moderate size. Unless you're like the Red Cross or something enormous that would not necessarily be that conducive to Pacifica, there just aren't that many nonprofits with an in-house CPA. So that accounts for my wording of with, not necessarily in. So I think that this comes out of familiarity with nonprofits as opposed to just with accounting or CPA responsibilities. And so I want to allow us to have the education that is required to become a CPA, the knowledge that comes with that kind of certification, et cetera, without limiting the pool. I just want us to get as many applicants as we can possibly get and find other ways, perhaps, in the ad to describe what Afia had said earlier, is that we are a unique and a complex organization. But for right now, in terms of what is preferred, if we, and of course I'll vote that this not be a requirement, with or in nonprofit.
Okay. Is there anybody else who'd like to be on the staff? Okay. That I really
Teresa
didn't motivate
staff.
Mine.
Teresa for the stack.
Okay. I did not mix in the CPA along. I'm talking about the minimum budget and the minimum experience. I mentioned nothing about certified public accountants. Pacifica is so complicated, as we all know, and for an organization that has 2 years of a going concern, and although I said I was not going to mix it in there, I will. If we had a CPA, I mean, I founded this back in November of 2010 that we were going to have this, and I know I'm not certified, so, you know, that just knocks my argument out the window. I don't have not-for-profit experience, but I'm savvy enough to know that. And what we're talking about is a minimum budget. Like I said, the organization is too complicated. The financial straits that we're in right now, that's the type of person, in my opinion, that we need. And I won't repeat myself, but for the going concern for 2 years, we need someone who can turn this thing around. And Teresa, you're next on the stack. I am done. Teresa?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I can appreciate your point, Nia, but I agree with Lydia. I liked her explanation, and I liked her reasoning. Thank you.
Okay. Is there anybody else who would like to speak to this? Okay. Can you call the roll on Lydia's amendment? Can you please read your amendment? Is it... That's a substitute, you said, Lydia, or an amendment? What did you say?
It's a second amendment or a substitute to your amendment, however the chair wishes to rule.
We'll take it as, well, in substance, I guess it would be an amendment. Okay, so we take Lydia's amendment.
But an amendment would be added to what you've got.
Well, you can take...
I think it's a substitute amendment.
Okay, anyway, you can take two of them.
Could she repeat, Lydia, could you repeat it?
Yeah, because I guess the issue is, since we're going to vote at the end of this for the entire document, that would be the motion, the main motion. So you can take up to two amendments. So my amendments read, experience in or with nonprofit organizations preferred.
Awesome.
Okay, mm-hmm. Can you call the roll on that, Teresa?
Yes. Okay. Just bear with me 1 minute.
not a problem.
All right. Teresa Allen says yes. Wesley Bethune?
Wesley?
I can't hear Wesley.
Yes.
Wesley says yes. Mia Bidiaco?
Yes. No, sorry.
No, okay. Kathy Davis is not here. Lydia Brazan?
Yes.
Andrea Turner? Andrea Turner?
Let me think. You said him or with. Or with. Mm-hmm.
We're voting on Lydia's with experience with nonprofit, Andrea.
Let me just pass for a minute. Okay.
Okay. As I understand it, it says experience, just the noun experience, not experienced with a T on the end. It's just experience in or with nonprofit organization preferred.
Preferred.
Okay. All right. So we're skipping Andrea and we're going to Afia Wangaza.
Yes.
Afia says yes.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Afia. And we're going back to Andrea Turner.
Yeah, I can go with that. In or with. Yes.
Okay. All right. Madam Chair, passes 1, 2, 3, five yes. It says 5 yes, 1 no.
Okay. Okay. And that
so, do we go back to the certified accountant part, or what?
We're getting to the minimum requirements now. That's where that is, Andrea.
Okay.
So that's the new number 13. Okay. So minimum requirements, we have certified public accountants. Is there any objection to that? Okay, hearing none. At least 5 years of experience as CFO and not-for-profit. Lydia made a motion to strike. Is there any objection to striking it there? Okay. Then the next one now, which would be the new number 2 for requirements, is excellent written and oral communication skills. Any objection to that? Okay, hearing none. Able to translate financial information and teach financial literacy. Any objection to that? Alrighty. Next one, facility with finance and accounting software. Any objection to that? And then the last is ability to meet deadlines. Any objections to that? Okay, hearing none. So, is there any objection to the entire document as amended? Okay, hearing none. So, Madam Secretary, that has been approved. Thank you very much. The next thing is, really quickly, is the approval of the GM process. This was...
I was on mute. Madam Chair?
Yes.
I'm not hearing very well. So tell me which one we just approved.
We approved the CFO as amended.
Okay, the whole document, right?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
So we're heading there. Just hang in there, folks. The approval of the GM search process. The only thing that was left there, which Tracy brought up, and there was some talk about doing it by STV. Well, look, the bylaws say that any where's the language? And it has to be done by STV, so that was the only objection. So could I get a motion to just approve that? Because that's what the...
So move.
Any objection to that?
I have one question, Madam Chair. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so you're saying you want to approve the GM search process as it was originally proposed, or we're not adding...
No, as amended by Tracy.
By the STV, and that's what the bylaws is. But that was the only thing that we had to do with that. But I don't think you were on that call, Teresa, so you and I could talk about it offline. But everybody else here was on that call, and there's no objection to that.
Are you saying that that was in some minutes that I didn't take?
Yes. Yes.
I see. Okay, thank you. I understand it.
All righty. So there's no objection to that, so that's done. Now, in terms of the next meeting date, let me go to KPFTX here. We have a meeting later on this month, and I think we should be okay, depending on the outcome of the PND meeting on Thursday. I don't know if, come on, KPFTX. One second. Let me just pull KPFTX up. Okay. Our next meeting is the 22nd of August. That's our next meeting.
Yeah. This is Lydia. I think we should stick to that.
I don't think we need another meeting between now and the 22nd. And that one, Bill Crozier is going to stream for us, because when I was posting, I noticed that there was something that said that there won't be any streamings until the 31st except for the Finance Committee. So I brought that to Otis's attention, and Bill will stream for it.
Okay.
So, point of information, are you saying this is conflicting with the Finance Committee meeting?
No. It's just that only that meeting will be streamed. But Otis, Bill, and I straightened that out. So we will be meeting on August 22nd. The next item on this agenda is to review action items. So the only action items really is for Teresa to get this edited version to me. She already sent me the EDs, so that's done. The ad and everything is done. And then I will send this on to Summer. And that's it for this section. I did put an executive session in there, but that can be discussed at a later date. So I thank you very much, and someone wants to move to adjourn. Thank you, ladies.
So move.
Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you. And enjoy the rest of the
day. All right, thank you. Nighty night.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Yeah. Thanks, Olivia.
Is there an executive session? Hello?